Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
We're back with another episode of Lending Forward. I am hosting today. I'm Hannah McManus. And today, my guest is with Chenoa Fund. I've got Emenyo Segbafia, who is the Director of Business Development. If you're not aware of Chenoa Fund is a national down payment assistance or DPA provider dedicated to expanding homeownership opportunities. E, how I'm going to refer to him for the rest of the podcast, brings an expertise in building partnerships between lenders and programs that help make housing more accessible for underserved buyers. And I am so excited to have him on today to unpack how DPA programs work, how they benefit our buyers, and how lenders can best engage in this space. E, I'm sorry if I butchered your name at the beginning, but I am so glad to have you on the podcast.
No, thank you. Thank you for having us. Really appreciate the opportunity. And no, you did not butcher my name.
Well, great. Well, let's dig in because I know we have a lot to talk about. If you don't mind starting us off with a really simple question. Can you kind of explain to us what does a DPA do?
So yes, so a DPA, I know we're in the industry, so we like to use a lot of acronyms. There's an acronym for an acronym, but for everybody out there is down payment assistance. And all it does is it helps your buyers bridge that gap into being able to purchase a home. So if you have a buyer, for example, that says, hey, I want to buy a home, but I don't have enough funds to the table, I have no money to the table, but based on what I'm paying on rent, I can afford said house. This is where down payment assistance or DPA will come in and say, okay, based on your criteria, you fit the box that we're looking for. We'll be able to assist you in our case with the FHA financing of either 3.5% or 5%. So essentially it helps your loan officers close more loans by helping buyers who need assistance. Just because they don't have the money up front doesn't mean that they're not qualified or they cannot purchase that home. And the reason for that is there's a lot of stats out there. You can read all the stats. And the biggest thing is renters don't have that much wealth because you're renting, you're paying 100% in interest rate as opposed to a home buyer. So if you want a home, if you're going to buy a home, there's a barrier most of the time that you have to fill.
That's awesome. And I think we all know, like you said, the stats are out there. Down payment is one of the biggest hurdles for people getting into, you know, the homeownership phase of life.
Correct.
So I know Chenoa Fund has a really cool backstory. Do you mind kind of walking us through how Chenoa Fund started, a little bit of backstory on the company, and then, you know, a little bit of what exactly you're doing in the DPA space?
Yes. So Chenoa started about 13 years ago in the down payment assistance space. And we're the only tribe out there, the only down payment assistance out there that's wholly owned by Native American tribe. So with the Native American tribe, we're able to offer our down payment assistance services nationwide, with the exception of New York. So what we try to do is be the leader in the space and try to help buyers find creative ways to get into homes. And we'll talk a little bit more about it later where we're coming out with products that is builder specific. I already spoke to Amanda about that, so it's not a surprise. A builder specific so that she can then take that to builders and help those builders put buyers into homes with down payment assistance. So there's things that we have coming along that will push us back into being the leader in down payment assistance and making sure that we're there for a long time. So basically taking it back to the Native American tribe, Native American tribes are governmental entities, and as following FHA guidelines, we're a governmental entity that's able to provide that assistance. The best way to explain it is we're trying to make down payment assistance and getting down payment assistance as easy as possible. as far as following underwriting guidelines and making sure that on the lender side, that lenders are able to use Chenoa Fund as easy as possible. Not add to your underwriting timelines, not add to your processing timelines. Make it as seamless as possible for your loan officers, processors, underwriters to utilize our product, and mainly the home buyer, and making their experience as easy as possible.
That's really great to hear. And I know, you know, I hear it from different loan officers is like, oh, DPAs are too hard. Like, it's just too hard to do the file. It's too hard to get all the documents and the whole process. So when a borrower, you know, uses Chenoa's programs, or I mean, I'm going to say any DPA, but obviously I'm talking to you, so I want to hear about Chenoa. But
yes.
I mean, how does it show up inside the loan file? And I mean, I guess, how does it flow within the transaction, and how do underwriters treat it?
Yes. So underwriters, so the nice thing about Chenoa is we offer a lot of support from your loan officers to your post-closers. So everybody is supported in some way, shape, or fashion. And also they have direct access to their account executive when they work with us. So that's another way of that we help the lenders be successful. On the home buyer side, most of the home buyers don't even know that they're using Chenoa Fund because the process is so seamless. And we do offer for lenders to be able to white label our product. So it would look like Atlantic's Bay's Home First product. So then on the file, it would just look like, oh, Atlantic Bay is providing this down payment assistance, which is what we're fine with. We're here to help the borrower at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So for a loan officer, what they would see is, okay, they have a buyer, they're assessing their possibilities. And one thing is always setting expectations. The best and most successful loan officers that we work with set the expectations with the realtors and say, hey, we're using Chenoa Fund down payment assistance, but this is not going to add any more of the timeline to this process. Mm-hmm. And you will underwrite in-house, you would process it in-house, and then you don't have to send it to us for a second underwriting review or processing review. So the process from doing a standard FHA or Chenoa DPA that is attached to that FHA first doesn't look any different. Yes, you will have to do a couple more steps as far as inputting things in the system, but that's pretty much it. And that you're already a seasoned loan officer, a new loan officer. It won't take you that much longer to do. And then you'll go to the closing table. Everything closes as you normally would. And then post-closing is when we review the files and purchase it from a lender. So from the lender aspect, that is how that would work. From the home buyer aspect, if they're not involved in it step-by-step and wanted to know every little update, they wouldn't know if they're using Chenoa Fund or not, except for the simple fact that they're getting down payment assistance in the form of either 3.5% or 5%.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about, you know, the DBAs are extremely helpful for renters. I mean, is it really first-time home buyers that you're seeing qualify for most DPA programs, or are there other types of buyers that are really leveraging, you know, this program?
Yes. So, and with our stats, what we see is most of our business is done with first-time home buyers, but you don't have to be a first-time home buyer to use our product. Mm-hmm. And then the nice thing is when you're trying to bridge that barrier from becoming a renter to a homeowner, there's a lot of barriers there that you don't think about, or there's a lot of education that's lacking in that portion. Mm-hmm. I'll take me for example. When we first moved to the United States, we moved to the Bronx, New York. There was 9 of us and in a 2-bedroom apartment in the Bronx, New York. So you can see how well that went. And then when we upgraded, we went to a 3-bedroom apartment in the Bronx. But one thing that was always there that we always had is anytime we went back home to Ghana, we always had a place that we can call home base. So that was something that was important to me. And that's why when I started working at Chenoa Fund, it helped bridge a lot of those barriers. So for example, I always thought you had to use 20% to buy a home. Yes, if you have 20% and you can afford it, great. That's a good option for you to do. And then I didn't even think home ownership was a reality until my brother bought his first home. And then when he bought his first home, I was still under the perception that you had to have 20%. Mm-hmm. And he works in tech, so everybody knows tech players, workers are typically very well compensated. So I just assumed he saved up 20% to purchase that home. So later on, after I purchased my home and figured out, oh, I used FHA financing with Chinoa Fund and did 0% down, how did my brother do it? He did it in 2011 and purchased it with FHA financing of 3.5%. So to me, there's always options. It's always educating. So I'm always on the road telling people this, you can do this. Here's how you do it. And then the biggest thing there is, like the tree analogy, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. And the next best time is right now. If you can get in the home right now and start building that wealth, you can be like my brother, where you go from purchasing a house that's worth about $250,000 to now the house being worth $800,000. And all you had to do is make your mortgage payments and sit in the home that you already like. Mm-hmm. That, to me, that doesn't sound too bad.
I love that. So, I mean, how do we as lenders help educate first-time home buyers that this is here? I mean, do you have any tips or best practices that you share with lenders on how to educate first-time home buyers and how DPAs are available and they're helping and they really do get you over that hump and get you onto the path of home ownership? But how do we get that? How do we get that out there?
So to me, that's a two-phased answer. The first one, and I'll elaborate on later on, is the first one is the lender has to want to do that kind of business. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, too, is also education. So boots on the ground. So the biggest misconception with down payment assistance is it's a loss leader type of product. So that's where Chinoa Fund, we came in and said, no, this is not going to be a loss leader. You're at least either going to break even or make some profits using the Chinoa Fund DPA. Mm-hmm. So lenders, that's why lenders started adopting the model more, because you're realizing, okay, just because they don't have the down payment, we don't let that home buyer walk out the door and go to our competitor. We can still assist them with using Chinoa Fund. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that I wanted to stress to lenders is, even saying you want to do that business, when somebody buys their first home, that is not their forever home. Especially with people moving on and, you know, how times have moved on. Mm-hmm. I live in an older neighborhood in Utah because I like the old nostalgic feel of neighborhoods. But my neighbors, most of them have been here for 30 years. To me, I'm just passing through. But to them, they've been here for 30 years. So the mentality is definitely shifted. And the person that's buying that home will be in there 3 to 7 years on average. So now you built yourself a repeat customer. If you do a good enough job the first time, when I'm ready to buy my home again, guess who I'm going to? The loan officer that helped me in the beginning and the realtor. Because most people don't even think about that until it becomes a thing that they have to do. And then the next thing is also the education piece, boots on the ground. So that's what I do is I travel nationwide telling people about down payment assistance, home buyer seminars, getting out there in realtor conferences, realtor lunch and learns, and also educating loan officers. Because at the end of the day, no matter how well known you are, somebody doesn't know about you. Mm-hmm. Most people know about Walmart, but I'm pretty sure we can find somebody on this planet that doesn't know about Walmart. So the education does not stop.
That's good. Well, you talked about lenders. So let's talk a little bit about how lenders play a big part in, the partnership between Chinoa Fund or another DPA provider and the lender. So, I mean, from your perspective, what does make a partnership between a lender and DPA provider so strong?
Yes. So this one is a great question because I do have a lot of people there, so I don't want to offend all of them. But to me, Amanda Morrow is, to me, one of the epitomes of how a lender down payment assistance provider relationship should work. So, and the biggest thing that I like about her is she's a straight shooter. I take that feedback back and say, okay, here's how we can improve that. And our relationship has been working like that. And the biggest thing about Amanda is she's always straightforward. Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand Chanel Fund is not a one size fit all. I wish it was. I'm biased. I wish we were the only down payment assistance out there, but we're not. But where we can improve, if the lender's telling us, hey, you can improve in X, Y, and Z, and we can take that feedback back and then say, okay, here's what we can do. We can give you X, but we can give you Y and Z. Or maybe we can give you Z and not X and Y. So that, and it's an open line of communication that goes both ways. So, and then I can come back to Amanda and say, hey, look, we have this product coming out. You didn't tell me that you needed this, but I'm looking at the market and saying, hey, this is something that can actually be beneficial to you. She'll take that back, talk to her loan officers, and come back and say, okay, this makes sense. So I will provide you with this and also on top of what you're trying to get from me, which is other products that will help some of your clients. So to me, that is a model of relationship that I like to have, is because if you're not transparent and you're not telling me what's going on, I can't help the situation if I can. And that's how I try to keep all my relationships. Even when I meet people, I try to say, hey, if I meet you today, what can we do that will be beneficial to you after we leave this interaction? Mm-hmm. Is it, hey, do you need me to connect you with somebody? Or is it B, do you need down payment assistance? Let's go from there and see how we can get you a beneficial relationship out of this conversation we're having.
Mm-hmm. Open communication is so key. I mean, I interviewed somebody else, and I can't remember who it was now, but we had the same conversation. It was like the open communication between, it was Optimal Blue talking about secondary markets, but the just the open communication between your secondary markets and, you know, the investors and everybody making sure you're on the same page is so important. And I mean, yeah. The great things that all of these DPA providers are doing is helping people get into homes, which is what all of us want at the end of the day. So I'm really glad that you and Amanda have such a good relationship. I mean, you can see it on the sales side, how well, you know, you two work, because we can see it all taking place on the sales floor. But, you know, if a lender is looking to evaluate DPA programs, you know, what are the top factors that they should be considering to ensure that, like, this relationship is going to be suitable, not only for their market, but also compliantly?
Yes. So when the biggest thing I like to say is there's a right way to do the wrong thing. Wrong way to do the right thing. Well, you want to be in the middle where you're doing the right thing the right way. And it's always compliance is the biggest thing. And the biggest thing I would tell a lender that's trying to get into the DPA space or wants to do that business is, first, you have to want to do the business. And secondly, it's a big undertaking. So do you have the loan officers, or are you in those census tracts that would utilize the product? That's the biggest thing, is can you utilize this product? Because doing a down payment assistance, it's not just a flip of a switch. You have to include different factors and different phases of your business to be able to get approved. And mm-hmm. then take their time to get trained on the product, understand the product, and then take it to market. That's a huge undertaking. And if you're evaluating a DPA product, how does that make sense for you on this capital market side, on a low lending side, or wholesale side, or consumer direct? Once mm-hmm. you've evaluated that and you say, hey, I want to move forward with this, then to me, you know, back in the days, they used to say no half-stepping. There's no half-stepping. If you're going to step in, you go in fully, and then we figure out how to make this work. There's always a way to make something work. It's just you have to have that open line of conversation to say, how can we figure this out to get there? And then, yeah, and then just educate. Your loan officers are wanting to do that business. You don't want somebody that you can possibly help with down payment assistance to walk out the door mm-hmm. and go down the street just because that person can do it, because now they have a client for life.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then, you know, for lenders who do already offer DPA, what is the best way to expand their reach and bring it into more communities?
Yes. So the biggest thing is, as I travel around the nation, the biggest focus has become minority focused. Black and Latino, Asian communities, what these rates are. So for example, the Black community, it's at 43% home ownership. We're never going to get to 100%. But to me, you can get it to 70% or 80%. That's 40% increase in your business. The other thing too is somebody's already doing the lending in those neighborhoods. They're not just sitting there. So then now you have to have representation in that neighborhood. To me, it doesn't matter what the loan officer looks like. As long as they're there doing good business, you need to align yourself with them to do good business. So as a lender, what you're looking for is how can you grow that market share? And even with the white communities as well, they're at 70 or 80%. Maybe you can get 10% more. That 10% more is a huge deal because we're not talking about 1 million people. You're talking about a few hundreds of millions of people. So there is ways to do more business. It just depends on which business you're trying to capture and how you're trying to capture the business. The how in this situation really, really matters. Because most of our business is done in minority spaces at 55 to 60% of the people that we assist are minorities. They're the 40% are Caucasian white people. So either way, we're helping either side of the aisle, wherever you are. It just matters on how you're going to do that business and who you're going to affect with the business.
I love that. You can't half step it. You have to have a full strategy to go into these communities. And I mean, I think a DPA strategy is a smart strategy right now with the inventory issue and the, you know, pricing issues and, you know, everything that we've all been talking about for 2 years. Any solution to get somebody off a fence is a smart solution. And I love what you guys are doing. You mentioned a builder product, and I can't let you leave without you talking about it because I'm interested. And I'm sure everybody else listening is also probably interested.
Yes. Okay. So the builder product, the best that I could give you is this.
Is it out now? Sorry, I got to back up a little bit. Is this something y'all are working on or is this available today? Am I getting like a sneak peek?
Yes, you're getting a sneak peek and it's in pilot. So okay. Essentially, it is almost out. We're finishing up our tech build. And so right now it's focused on builders. And the reason for that is we recognize, especially with builders, that they have the inventory to fill the need. And most of them are building affordable housing. They're not all just building $1 million homes. And then most of the people that are doing the business are in the middle class to the affordable lending section. So that product is focused on builders. How can we, with the builder's power of helping with closing costs, how can we come in with the down payment to help that buyer walk into a home that they can afford? Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing there is, I will give you a sneak peek. The best program to use it with us is on our forgivable second. It is available in the repayable, but you know, the forgivable second is the best product to use that builder program with. And yes. So going forward, we should have that out. We're almost done with the testing and everything there. Amanda's already ready. And so if you tell her this, she's like, yeah, E knows that I need this product yesterday. So just tell her not to kill me yet.
I won't. I promise. I'm just going to send her a message when we get off being like, I know about it. I'm very excited. It'll be good. It'll be good. Well, yeah, I am really grateful for you coming on. Like I said, I think DPAs are an amazing thing. I'm glad that I work for a company that, you know, wants to do this business and has not half stepped it. I think we full stepped it.
Yes.
And so I'm really grateful for you coming on and just educating us on all things Chenoa Fund and all things DPA, but I can't let you leave yet. Until you let us know how you are planning on lending it forward for the rest of 2025 and into 2026.
Yes. So how I plan on lending it forward, this ties into me and Chenoa Fund. Personally, is to keep doing what I'm doing, is trying to help people, whether it's in down payment assistance or if I know somebody that can help you in your business, getting you connected and putting you in the room, at least together, to figure out if this is going to be a fit. So that's how I plan on lending things forward, because we're all in the same boat. Whether I'm on the down payment assistance side or the VA or whatever side you're on, we're all in the same boat with the same mission of trying to help people accomplish maybe the biggest purchase they will ever make in their life. And then with the Chinoa phase on how that works is that rolls into it, because now we're looking at other products. So we have the builder product that's out right now. By the time this comes out, it should be out. And then from there, we have other products coming behind it as well to help people strategically get into homes and make it more affordable for them, as far as on bridging the down payment assistance side.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we appreciate the partnership. We appreciate you. And we really, like I said, are super grateful for you coming on the podcast. So thanks so much.
No, thank you guys. I really appreciate this opportunity. And I want to say the partnership has been great. Please, Amanda already does this, but we always collaborate whenever we meet. So I love to keep that going. And whenever you guys need me, just let me know and I'll be happy to help.
Awesome. See ya.
See ya. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Catch us every other Thursday with a brand new episode, and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.